Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The DH, Matt Morello. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Grebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McRae hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Jose. The throw from Carcoviche and he is safe. Jose steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Jose moves to third. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Raines hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cora for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Appier covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Joyner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joyner moves to third. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Joyner scores. Two outs. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Burks hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Burks reaches second base with a double. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burks moves to third. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it and throws to home to get Burks. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brian McCray batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McCray is 0-for-1 in the game. McCray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jose tags and scores. McCray tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grebeck hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. Cora hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Joyner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joyner hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carcoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Burks hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lind is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jose hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball towards center. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Jose goes all the way around to score. McRae moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice takes first base on ball 4. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grybek is 0 for 1 in the game. Grybek hits a line drive towards first. Joyner catches it and steps on first to double up Karkovice. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane hits a line drive towards short. Grybek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Joyner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joyner strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grybek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cora is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McReynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne strikes out. One out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jose is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jose hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McReynolds moves to second. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burks strikes out. One out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McFarlane is 0-for-3 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Joyner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joyner takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McReynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. Joyner moves to third. It's 4-1, Royals. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grybek is 0-for-2 in the game. Grybek hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appiah fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Carey now pitching. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jose is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Jose strikes out. 2 outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jose. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burks hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Royals. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morello is 0-for-3 in the game. Morello hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.